Hello, guys, and welcome to Steak and Eggs, episode 77. I'm Emmy. I'm back from Japan. I'm with Asmin and Techie. Of course, it's nice to be back in Texas. So what did you guys do last week while I was gone?
We had a whole podcast where we just pretty much talked about ourselves and how we were right about things that
That's every week!
Yeah. Well, it was actually kind of surprising because really, I mean, for the audio listeners, I feel like they might not have even known that you were gone.
Yeah, I steal jokes from the YouTube comments too, bro.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
I've made a vow to barely talk in this episode because I want to hear all about your trip, Emmy.
Oh, well,
you went
I mean,
to Japan.
There's not that. Okay, well, first of all, actually, I'll wait for a bit. I brought you guys some stuff.
Oh, fuck.
What? What do you mean, oh, fuck?
Is it the cans?
Okay, all right.
You know, yeah, well, you know what? Let's just do it now. Okay,
we're going to do it right now.
I didn't really. If I had more time, I would have gone to Akihabara. Am I saying that right?
Yep.
And got you guys. Don't open it yet. And oh, got you guys a weeb stuff. But I kind of just like had to like go to stores whenever I had the chance. So I got you guys these little things from the Kirby Cafe and bread in a can.
Yippee!
From the Miffy Bakery store.
Wait, really? The bread goes in a can?
I don't know.
How'd they fit it in there?
They just put it in. Okay. You can get it and
smell it.
Who?
After you open it.
What, you guys don't give a fuck about the Kirby and the Waddle Dee?
Oh, I thought those were yours. You were doing for decorative purposes.
Oh, no.
Why does my Kirby have cum on his mouth?
That's frosting. Oh! He's a chef.
That's what they call it.
Dude, you're such a fucking...
Look, I don't know.
Bro, it smells so good.
Yeah.
You know what it smells like? Bread.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
I think it's just normal old bread.
It?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was expecting it to be
already
really
opened
wet.
It. It looks weird.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try bread in a can ever since the SpongeBob episode where Squidward lives in a neighborhood with a bunch of Squidwards. Hold up. Live bread review.
Bread in a can.
You know, it really does taste very Nihongo-des.
What the fuck does that mean?
Nihongo-des means it's Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Look at that can bread, bro.
Well, when I was buying it also...
Is that what it looked like?
They made sure to show me the bottom. They're like, it expires... Can you check the bottom?
Oh,
I don't
fuck.
Remember what it was.
Actually, let me check right now.
2604.
Okay, so it lasts like a year and a half. That's pretty good for bread.
That's pretty good bread.
Okay.
It tastes like bread where the water that was used to make it, fish were swimming in it.
Oh,
yeah, it's not that pleasant.
Okay, I'm going to eat it. Here we go.
Fish were...
Yeah,
that doesn't sound good.
You taste the fish?
I think you're crazy.
Wait, really? Wait, taste my bread.
I want to taste that fucking fish.
Oh, okay. You taste the fish?
No.
Really? Maybe I'm gay.
I think that there's like
something about it is slightly off, though.
Bears or mice in mine.
Just like home.
Yeah.
Wow. So you went to Japan with Pokimane?
Pokimane, Arisaki. Hewn.
Okay. Walk me through it. Let's hear it.
What'd you do?
You know what the nicest thing was?
Oh.
Hanging out with a bunch of streamers and nobody wanted to talk about their stream. I was like, I feel like a normal person.
Were they just complaining about shit?
No, not really.
Really?
I mean, we just like walked around, ate, like small talk, like, oh yeah, this is nice. I've been watching this show. Like, oh, this thing happened with this person. I was like, is this what normal people do?
Really? What the fuck?
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm sure they're not like normal people. They're still streamers, but like maybe closer to normal.
Non-streamers do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was very pleasant.
That's nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get recognized in Japan?
Yes, but only by other tourists, other foreigners.
Did the Japanese people hit on you?
There was one guy who like tried to stop me and be like, American? And I was like, what? And then the other girls were like, Emmy, like, let's go. Because I didn't understand what was happening. I was like, does he need help?
You run into Johnny Somali while you were down there?
Yeah, I did.
Did he call you a slur?
He did. And I kicked him in the balls.
That guy is so dumb.
Oh, yeah.
I like, he's like a running, like a loot pinata or like a treasure goblin or something. It's like if you beat him, you get more viewers. No, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, I that guy is crazy. But no, I feel like, so were there places that you weren't able to go as like a tourist in Japan there?
No, I'm sure. I've heard there are places like that, but probably not in Tokyo since that's like the tourist place. But that did happen to us in Korea when me, Miz, as Van Austin went.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, I tried to walk into a bar. I was like, oh, this place looks interesting. Before I went in, they slammed the shutters shut in my face.
Damn.
I was like, oh, okay.
And no white people, get out of here.
Some of the restaurants and stuff would have signs that was like, no foreigners.
Damn, that's crazy.
But you don't look like a foreigner. Could they tell?
No, they can tell.
How the fuck can they tell?
They just look at you. They know
there's
it.
There's a word.
Gaijin?
No. For a person that's like half. Not like. I think it's just
half-breed.
I think it's just
something racist, probably.
Those fucking dirty half-breeds.
No, they can tell. No, like, you know, like Chinese, Korean, Japanese people can tell each other apart usually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it racist just to admit that, like, I just fucking can't?
Well, most people who aren't. I mean, can you tell when someone's like German, French, Norwegian?
Fuck no.
Well, we're also in America, but.
I don't know, man. I got no fucking idea.
Well, I think for in Asia, it's probably
small
things.
I spent a lot
things.
Of time on Instagram. I can tell.
Oh, God.
Wait, what's that supposed to mean?
I can
Wait,
tell.
For Asian people or white people?
Honestly, both.
I can kind of tell what like kind of Asian someone is, but it's not 100% accurate. It's like 70% accurate.
It's the same for them.
70 to 80.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, because you're not going to get it right every time. It's like the same as like, is somebody Russian or, you know, from like, I don't know, Serbia or from Ukraine? It's kind of like there's like a little bit of a difference, but not enough to where it's like a high probability, I would say.
And I ate the whole bread.
Holy fuck. Are you kidding me? You ate the whole thing.
I ate the whole bread.
Oh my God.
Thank you for the bread, Abby.
You're welcome.
Can I keep the cam?
Yeah.
I like that.
Wow.
Bread.
It's rabbit bread.
That shit was good. Still weird as fuck. What was your favorite thing you ate down there?
My favorite thing that I ate. Oh, we went to this hot pot place where we did one side like shabu shabu, one side sukiyaki.
Okay.
So fucking good. We went to a revolving sushi place. It was honestly kind of ass.
I went to my first one recently too, but it was awesome.
It was good. Oh, the one in Austin. Yeah, that's like Russell's favorite place. Mm-hmm. That place
it's
is really good.
Fun.
Yeah. No, we went to a revolving sushi place like 30 minutes before they closed, and we were at the end of the conveyor belt, so it was kind of ass, but it was still okay.
Damn.
And then I went to the Kirby Cafe and I ordered like 8 things.
The Kirby Cafe?
Yeah.
So what do you mean by a Kirby Cafe?
It's literally a Kirby Cafe. Like,
so
it's just a restaurant.
So do you eat Kirby's?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
Like, there was like a hamburger where they made the bread
Are
pink.
Are the buns pink?
Yes. What?
So stupid.
Did you go to the Pokemon Center?
Like the Pokemon Center?
Yeah.
Not this time, but I went to a couple Pokemon stores. Arya got me hooked on opening Pokemon cards.
Yippee!
That's not a good thing.
That's a really good thing.
Is it? Oh, how was your card shop stream?
So my card shop stream was amazing. It did really well. The positivity around it was great.
Did you get a lot of customers?
I did. Mm-hmm. I ran a 32-person card tournament while I was down there.
Oh yeah, I ate that shit.
That's so cute. Yeah, I.
It looks better in
that's
person.
That's the inside of a Kirby, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, man.
I ate a lot of shit. It's in my vlog.
Yeah.
Self plug.
When does it come out?
You made a vlog?
I posted it yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, I have your channel blocked. I didn't see it.
Okay. I'm not even subbed to you. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, Nick raided me when I went live. That really meant a lot to me.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then even Nick and Extra Emily showed up. I didn't even know they were going to come. Until they popped by, they stayed for like 30 minutes. I gave them a fake PSA 10 Charizard. They didn't know that it was fake until they left.
Yeah.
And then he pulled one on his stream.
He did. I saw that.
Dude,
yeah.
Was that all from one box that he
yes,
did?
He
one
a,
box?
He got a Blastoise, a Venusaur, a Charizard, and an Alakazam all in one box. And they look really highly graded. But then Lucari, Rafflegator, and Jimmy helped me run it. And then like
group.
30 of my streamer buddies and acquaintances popped by the shop. That was a lot of fun. I arrested some of them. I hit some of them. I had sex with one of them. It was really good. Lucari got angry at a customer and he flipped the table.
Good.
And it scared a kid and his parent off. I can't believe you're doing this establishment. He like tried to like, you know, like be bodies that
yeah.
up. It was so funny. And then Licari also took scissors and cut a random customer's card in half that he got in the draft.
Fuck him.
Oh my God.
It was so much fun. And I realized how true, I mean, that was overwhelming. Like working a real job, that shit was hard as fuck.
Really?
I worked a half day, given it was busy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like max capacity the whole time. It was chaotic. I'm not going to lie. Jimmy, Rafa, and Licari were useless, but they're my friends and they made me happy. So that's all that matters. But that was exhausting. I was running around. I was screaming. I was hollering. Managing inventory, putting in packs was great. But what packs did you get addicted to opening in Japan? Like, is there a specific Pokemon pack?
There are some of the new packs. I don't know what they're called. Sparks. Is it the one with like the rainbow?
Pikachu with the rainbow hat?
Yeah.
Yep.
I got two of those Pikachu with the rainbow hat cards.
Okay, so there's a difference. So there's the normal
Pikachu. There's like
the
secret one, right?
Yeah, there's the normal one, and then there's the gold one, and then there's the alt art one, and then there's the really rare one.
I didn't get those. Definitely
the really
not.
Rare one is insane. I've pulled every other Pikachu besides the super rare one, because that super rare one goes for $600
right now. I only bought two boxes. I should have bought more. Yeah.
That's crazy. How many do they have now? Is it like 1,000 Pokemon?
I think it's got to be more.
I don't want to miss.
No, I was pulling those cards and I was like, I don't know who the fuck half of these are.
That's the thing is like after 250, I have no idea what any of the Pokemon are.
Guess the exact number.
755.
1,028.
1,020 or
1,028?
28. 1,025.
What?
You're off by three. That's so incredibly close.
Damn. Yeah. So you played a lot. Have you played Pokemon games recently?
Nope.
Damn.
Except for Card Shop Simulator with the mod.
There's been that many?
Yeah.
I thought it was up to like maybe like... haven't they run out of stuff?
No, because now they're doing inanimate objects. I mean, I'm not sure
if
you know.
Did you see the fucking trash bag one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I mean, that's kind of a cool one.
There's also a keychain Pokemon.
There's one that's
like a tapeworm.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, there's also... There's a chandelier Pokemon.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of awesome. I think Chandelure's dope. They're really scraping the bottom of the barrel, but that's what Nintendo's been doing for years. I also pray to God the Switch 2 isn't garbage. I've been praying for a new good console.
The 2 stands for how many frames per second it's going to get.
Wait, there's what? Oh. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that would be awful. I know a lot of people really like the handheld aspect, but I think it holds back the specs that the actual console can have. So I hope they just make a standalone.
I think they should keep doing handheld because they can't compete against PlayStation and Xbox.
Why do you think they can't compete against them?
Because the software is much better. And also Nintendo has its own closed system. It's kind of like Apple. Where like Apple isn't really competing against like Microsoft for like Windows OS in the same way. So I think that, yeah, that's what I think it should do.
Okay.
And also there's like a unique value to something being handheld. A PlayStation 5 and an Xbox are just bad computers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very fair.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Boys, check this shit out. It's a new cup. From Gamer Subs, and it looks very cool, very Segoy, and it's better than every other cup because it's from Japan. Wow, awesome. And you can get this on, I believe, November 14th. It's going to be available for 2 weeks, and then it'll never be sold again. And you can use code BALDY, BALDY, for 10% off. I think I'm having a Gamer Subs flavor releasing later this November as well. But yeah, we love Gamer Subs here. Cool OTK merch. If you want to try it for yourself, want to go get one, gamersups.com. And if I'm wrong, then I'm sure the guys
we'll
in production...
We'll put it on the screen.
Yeah, put it on the screen. Yeah, Gamersups, check it out. New cup, new flavor. Code BALDY, BALDY. They have codes too, but they said that I don't have to say them, so I get all the money.
Oh, I also met Sea Dog in Japan, but I didn't ask him about doing like a podcast crossover. I forgot.
That'd be exciting.
Yeah, the Sea Dog's the man. Sea Dog, Garden.
He was really cool.
Yeah, the whole Trash Day crew, they're very, very, very kind. I've met him multiple times. They've always been very good to me. They're very good people.
So does he live in Japan or like...
Yeah, he does.
Damn. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's probably my next phase in life.
You're going to go live in Japan?
I think I have to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to Japan for a whole month in February.
Okay.
Which, before I get into that spiel, Emmy, if I were to go to Japan... What are the things that I should for surely do? Well, everything you say right now, I'm going to do.
Wait, so you've not been before?
I've never been ever.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, so you should definitely not only go to Tokyo. You should go to like, okay, so I went to Kyoto this time. We stayed in a bathhouse. That was really, really nice.
What's a bathhouse? It's
literally a house with a bunch of baths in it.
Is it like the one, this is...
Is it co-ed?
Is it like the ones
okay,
in anime?
Okay, well, it can... Okay, so like we rented like an Airbnb bathhouse. Like it was like a smaller one that had like three. But I think that there's bigger ones that are like kind of like hotels. I'm not 100% sure about that. But then those ones are probably not co-ed.
Okay.
I would expect. Yeah.
Okay. And then, there's other places. I'm trying to remember the names, but like Kyoto's one of them. You could go to like the Deer Island. There's like a Cat Island. I haven't been able to go to either of those.
So if you go, are there deer and cats?
Yeah. Yeah, like there's an island that's filled with deer that are used to people. So like they'll come up to you wanting food and they'll bow to you because all the tourists would bow to them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really...
Yeah.
I want to go to Cat Island.
Yeah, the Cat Island. I watched a video on it. It's just... So it's an island that used to be populated, but most people have moved off of it. So it's like a bunch of abandoned houses and like a small amount of residents. Like I think a couple dozen. And then there's just a fuck ton of cats.
When you say a fuck ton,
like hundreds, they just roam around.
100,000 cats?
No, not like 100,000.
That'd
but
be
like,
so cool.
But a lot.
Where do they shit? Is wherever?
I guess.
There's gotta be a lot of shit just laying around.
It probably smells really bad.
I'm sure that they. I don't know. I mean, the residents take care of the cats. Apparently,
that's so cool. Oh, dude, can you move to Cat Island?
I feel like probably no.
Can you imagine living on Cat Island? That would be such a happy life.
Maybe, because there are some people that live there. But I don't know how it works.
How is the Japanese yen compared to America? Are things cheap there or is it more expensive?
Yes. Like very cheap for like American
Let's
standards.
Let's say you want to go to McDonald's there. How much is it?
I didn't go to McDonald's, but I did order Uber Eats McDonald's while I was there.
How much was it?
I can check right now, actually. Wow. But the yen, this is Arya's words, the yen is weak. Right now, because of like American politics and stuff. So.
I mean, American number one, what do you expect?
Yeah, she kept being like, if you want something, just buy it because it's like it's on sale all the time.
Damn. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm actually really curious to see like what the difference in prices are.
Yeah, you have never gone to Japan either.
Okay.
No. You haven't gone outside your
I've
house.
Never left the United States.
Same. Well, oh, no, okay. I haven't left North America because I've been to Mexico and I've been to Canada.
It's 300 yen.
I've never left the U.S. I've never really found a reason to.
Dude, if you're going to Saudi Arabia next year,
yeah.
You might as well hit up Japan.
And Dubai.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Do an Aspen World Tour.
Okay, yeah. So I got a full meal, a large fry, and then another meal thing for $14. So that's probably like 25 to 30% less than it would be here.
That's way less. That's more.
Way less.
Yeah. And that's the delivery fee too?
Oh, yeah, that's including the delivery fee.
Holy
I didn't even think about
shit.
That.
I need to move to Japan.
That's like, yeah, it's like less than half
let
as
me
much.
See their seat.
How do the women of Japan feel about tall, white, bald men?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Okay. I've been told if I go there.
She did ask. She's trying to save
okay,
your
wait,
feelings.
Okay, so minus the
yeah,
delivery fee.
They told her they hate them.
Dude,
sorry.
I get told all the time that if I go to Japan, that these Japanese women will be climbing all over me like I'm fucking Godzilla.
Really? Who told you that?
Wait. Without the delivery fee, it was $11.
That's insane.
That's wow.
Oh wait, and I walked.
That's for three meals.
I walked by a Wendy's.
Yeah,
they were selling truffle pasta at Wendy's.
What the fuck?
Oh yes, I've seen this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Like, I hate how you asked me because somebody definitely told me that. I don't know who the fuck it was. It happened though.
It's probably another tall, bald guy. Yeah. That's probably what it was. Yeah, they really like us in Japan.
Yeah, they got it, man.
Of course.
I'm like a fucking freak of nature walking around, bro.
Uh-huh. Like a Pokemon.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many hentai with the ugly bastard tag.
Oh, that, Jesus.
But remember, that's for men, not for women.
Yeah.
Ugly bastard tag? You think the ugly bastard tag is for men? I feel like that's got to be for women.
I don't know.
I really don't think so. I'm pretty sure the ugly bastard thing is like a cuck fetish thing.
You think it's a self-insert?
No, I think it's a cuck fetish. I think it's a cuck fetish thing. Huh. No? I don't know. This is just me guessing.
Well, no. I'll have to find a woman to ask.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, females.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about?
Yeah, what do you think about hentai? So what was the most surprising thing when you went to Japan?
The most surprising thing?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so I already been to Japan twice, but the most surprising thing is it's so fucking clean, but there's no trash cans anywhere.
Did you see anybody living in like a tent?
No, I saw no homeless people.
So there's no homeless people.
I think they just go like under bridges or something.
No, because then you'd see them, right? Because we have them under bridges, but they build like a rust base under our bridges.
There's definitely homeless people, but I didn't see any, no.
Huh. Okay. Wow. So like there's no like garbage everywhere?
Nope.
What do they do? Like if
I think they just carry their trash
and throw it in the garbage can?
Yeah. But there's no garbage cans like outside in public.
That's crazy.
Only 5% of our viewers are female. So we might not get an answer to that previous question.
That's better than my stream.
Yeah, what is it? 0.1%?
It's gonna be a bunch of guys pretending to be girls. Be like, oh yeah, we like it.
Yeah, we love this.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I got 20% females for my stream.
There's no way you have 20%.
Okay, I'll take a screenshot.
Okay.
You know what? Actually, I can kind of believe that because a lot of girls play Genshin and Honkai.
Okay, first of all, what the fuck does Genshin have to do with me anymore?
Okay, well, gotcha
Wuthering
games.
Waves, yeah. I mean, it's all the same.
No, it's
like,
not.
Like, all of these games, they're all basically, it's all just the same game. There's the same systems. How is it that one of those games can come out and you automatically know everything about it, even though the words are in Chinese? It's because they're copy-pasted. Everything is the same. Even the characters are the same.
What game isn't like that? Tell me one truly unique game, barring the greatest game of all time, Viva Pinata, Trouble in Paradise.
One game that's not like what?
This game is unique.
I don't know. Metaphor is pretty unique.
It's just Persona.
How do you know that?
Because I've seen Metaphor.
Because we played Persona.
It's all the same.
He's only played Metaphor.
Yes, it's
not
just Persona.
So he's like, oh my god, but he hasn't played.
Oh my god, he's epic. There's like 1,000 games like that, bro.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep, it's the same game.
No, it's not. Because in Persona, you have these cringe-ass romances. It's like this weird new Japan thing. Whereas like Metaphor is the real fantasy shit. There's dragons in that fucking game.
There's dragons in Persona.
What?
You fight God in Persona.
That's bullshit.
It's actually awesome.
Okay.
Plus Joker's the man.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, I would say that, like, I mean, I'd say it's definitely more unique than a fucking gacha, okay? It's a lot more unique than a fucking gacha.
There's some good gacha out there, man.
Oh my God.
I just haven't found it yet, but it's out there.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, nah, gacha's doing great right now, guys. It's so good. Man, it's so fun. Oh, I'm not going to lie, man. It is rough right now, but I don't want to bitch about that.
What do you mean? Like, so, like, what do you do on stream now that you don't have, like, one of those shitty games to play?
Well, to be honest, I started this thing called the Daily Scramble.
The Daily Scramble. What's that?
I started the forum in my Discord.
Uh-huh.
Where oh, my fucking God.
My chat can post whatever they want.
Yeah.
Is that a mess?
Yep. I react to it for about 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And then all the cream of the crop, I react for the next 3 hours, do my 6 hours.
So it's like my Reddit.
Yeah, but it's cooler.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah, because it has more quality.
Yeah?
Because you can't dictate things by upvotes. I click every link in the Daily Scramble every day.
Nice.
I go through every single fucking post.
Well, if anybody wants Tectone's IP address, you know what to do.
Yep, that's right.
Well, now that you're back from Japan, what are your plans for streaming now?
Okay, so I'm going to keep trying to do stuff for my YouTube because my YouTube's been doing okay. So I'm going to see how long I can make that last. And then I'm going to do OnlyFans. And you're doing that too, so.
You have confirmed that you're doing OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And you are what race?
Undead.
Okay, this is for the viewers, Emmy.
I did it for the quiz, dude. The quiz put me in undead. Also, can we talk about how the quiz is so fucking stupid?
I thought it was great. And Soda Poppins the man.
I feel bad because I didn't know this. The whole time I was shit talking, I was like, dude, these are the stupidest questions. And he was watching.
What were the questions?
It was like, if you had to pick a pet, what would you pick? A cloud that rains on command? A frog that steals from your neighbors?
Frog.
A sandwich that gives you advice?
frog.
I would pick this sandwich.
It'd be frog. Easy.
I picked the knout because it is the morally correct answer.
Well, why?
Because the frog steals from people.
Yeah.
It doesn't steal from you.
Yeah, but then you have to deal with that.
That's not my problem.
What if,
that's
what if your neighbors find out that it's your frog?
I mean, how like, what do you, like, think about how dumb they're going to feel trying to tell me that I told a frog to steal from them. Yeah, they'll probably just keep letting it happen.
Okay,
it's
but
fine.
This isn't wow. Oh, like, there's magic different. And shit. And then the sandwich, like, do you really want something giving you advice all day?
What the fuck does a sandwich know? I mean, really?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That reminds me of my D&D campaign. We carry this brain around.
Yeah.
His name is Kevin. Mm-hmm. And it gives us advice. I think I'd pick the sandwich. Pick the sandwich. It would just be nice to have something to bounce off ideas.
What if you got hungry and you ate it on accident?
I wouldn't. But that would be horrifically tragic.
That'd be kind of funny.
I feel like he would warn me. He'd be like, whoa.
I want to give you some advice. Don't eat me.
Yeah. Relax. Yeah. That'd be nice.
I don't know. I mean, this week, it's been a great week for me. I've had so much. There's been tons of drama, stupid shit happening, the election aftermath. Like, now you got the Game Awards that came out today. Oh, my God.
I only care about Game of the Year and if it's Wukong or not.
So you think
Wukong... What else would be there? Like,
no other game would be besides Wukong. Any other option
well,
is
I'm,
totally
I'm just
rigged.
Curious what the other options
well, the
would be.
The other options are Balotaro, okay. Metaphor, ReFantagio. Final Fantasy VII, and I think Astrobot and
Elden Ring,
Shadow of the Erdtree.
I think that's going to win.
You think Elden Ring's going to win?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so because
has a DLC
I don't
ever
think
won?
As much people know about Wukong as they know about Elden Ring.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think a lot more people played Elden Ring.
I don't think a DLC or a remake should win.
I completely agree with you. You are totally right.
Yeah, because Final Fantasy winning would be kind of bullshit.
Yeah, because I want Wukong winning, but I think Elden Ring is going to win. Just because it has
I don't
the word
think
Elden
Ring is
going
to win. I don't think so. I feel like it's going to be something like Astrobot or maybe Metaphor or something like that. Actually, that's not true. Final Fantasy is going to win. Like, it's going to win. They're going to give it to Final Fantasy.
Yeah, that makes more sense. I still am thinking Elden Ring just because Elden Ring is... Okay, I hate to say this. I think Elden Ring has kind of become very over... What's the word? Maybe not overhyped. Overexposed, where people just hear the word and they immediately assume it's the greatest thing to ever be made, even though they haven't necessarily played it. It's kind of like Berserk. Like, everybody says, oh, dude, I fucking love Berserk, but, like, nobody's actually read the fucking thing.
There's a lot of games like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and so I feel like they'll just be like, oh, Elden Ring, that's the cool pick. I'm the cool guy.
Yeah,
so.
I kind of get what you mean. And Wukong, a lot of people didn't play.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, imagine, and it's fine. I'm not trying to call anybody a tourist or a poser, but I'm just saying, like...
By the way, his first Souls game was Elden Ring.
First of all, that's just, like, not
what?
True. What are you
yeah,
talking
that's not
about?
True.
Yeah, it was. I thought the first game that you played for
what?
Dark Souls was Elden Ring.
No, didn't you play Sekiro first? Or
I
not,
played,
not first,
I played
but beforehand.
Demon Souls was my first. I played Demon Souls back when I was like coming out of college.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah, and I played Dark Souls 1. And then I told you I played Dark Souls 2 like 18 times. Remember that?
But you don't even know anything about Dark Souls 2.
But I know everything about Dark Souls 1 and Demon Souls.
You know everything about Dark Souls 1.
You want me to tell you? Yes. Like from a gameplay perspective. But let me tell you, my first... ever time seeing Demon Souls, because I've been a fan of the genre for forever. It's the part where you go into the.
What do you need to get the? Well, how do you need? What do you need to get in order to fight the four kings?
The four kings?
Yeah.
Well, the four kings fight is underneath the tower, the really long tower. Because I remember that one because Seer fell off like three times and he died there. But yeah, you walk in the spiral staircase. When you beat the four kings, it gives you...
No, I didn't ask that. I asked what you need to
well,
do.
I'm trying to get there. When you beat the four kings, which was a fucking joke of a fight, I first tried it, you get the flame, then you put that in the little thing, and that teleports you down, I'm pretty sure. What do you need to get there? Is there something that you need? Mm-hmm. What was it? I just walked there. You go through the Valley of Dragons to get the shortcut, and then you're just like pretty much right there.
No, because you don't have to... You can't open the gate. Because you have to go from the other direction.
Yeah, because there's two ways.
Well, there's the ring that you get from Sif that allows you to go down into the abyss. Because Sif was the dog of Artorias.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I had an Artorias figure.
Okay.
Back when I was in Canada, too.
Artorias, okay. So cool.
Yeah, I can't believe you thought my first game was Elden Ring. That's insane.
I actually did.
Would that be a bad thing?
Well, I mean, he's. I just didn't want him to act like a gatekeeper whenever I thought that he had first started playing very recently.
Oh.
I thought that's what you
Wait,
were doing.
Wait, did you finish the DLC?
No.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I went
to... he couldn't.
Okay, so I beat Mesmer.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just stopped. I actually don't know, because I beat Mesmer and then I just stopped lying. I don't know what actually comes after Mesmer. I'm actually not sure.
Well, it's not linear.
I can't remember why I stopped. Something happened.
You were mad.
Was I mad at Mesmer?
Yeah.
I beat it.
You were so mad.
Was I mad? I don't think I was mad. What was I mad about?
The fight?
But I beat it, though.
Yeah, I mean, after, like,
Were you in my chat, like, talking shit?
Because, yeah, he was hate-watching you. I remember this.
Hate-watching
like,
Souls games.
I remember I beat Mesmer the right way, and then you cheated.
Oh, really? I cheated.
I beat him the right way, but way faster.
Oh, yeah, no, you clapped it. My
Well, okay, but my run was so fucking good, because I staggered him when I had, like, one health at the very end.
Yeah. I will say the Mesmer fight was fucking awesome. Phase two, I'm not gonna lie, I was also the guy where I thought Mesmer was the final fight.
What?
Because he was
so was in the cinematic.
He was so hard.
Yeah.
Like phase two was crazy with the fucking snakes. But yeah, my first ever
just block.
I don't have that ability.
Well, now you could play. You could beat it and fight the nerfed final boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
What did they even change?
They changed his attack pattern and the way that
in
he
phase
would...
phase two?
So, like, remember whenever he would go like this?
Oh, yeah.
They changed that.
I wonder
that's
if there's
it?
Any way I can...
There's, like, one other thing, too, I think.
That's, like, not that big of a nerf.
But then, yeah, no, it wasn't huge, right?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
What more shit you think of me that isn't true?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not as many things as Twitter.
Yeah, maybe. That's wild. I've learned a new thing about myself every day. I'm like, I did that? Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I actually thought that you started with Elden Ring.
Yeah, no, I started with Demon's Souls. I watched Ryan, Nick, and Trevor. Trevor was my original best friend back in high school.
Uh-huh.
And Ryan and Nick were his brothers and Liam. And I was sitting in the background. I was playing League of Legends. And I think I was playing... I was watching Full Metal Alchemist on one of my laptops while also playing Fiddlesticks on League of Legends. And then one of them was playing Demon's Souls.
Fuck?
Yeah, I was fucking ADD'd out of my mind. I was also smoking hella cigarettes and slamming full throttle. And it was the lava land with all of the really long-legged fucking demon guys in the lava world. And I was like, what is this? And then I tried to play and I got my ass whooped.
Yeah.
And I never played Demon's Souls when it came out, but I watched them play it. But that's the first time I saw it. And then I played Dark Souls 1, and that shit whooped my ass. Never beat it.
Who are ONS in Anor Orlando?
That's the tall and the fat guy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Ornn and Smaug. Ornstein?
And?
Ornstein and Smaug.
I'm going to be honest. You basically got it right.
fucking yeah. great. Oh, yeah,
yeah, you did. I'm surprised.
Yeah, the what happened is you kill the tall guy and then fat guy gets angry and he gets lightning on his hammer.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, all right. You actually played the game.
Yeah, and you used the pillars and shit.
Yeah, yeah. You're yeah. right.
Which one is the one with the undead skeleton and you have to kill the rings on his fingers?
That would be Wolnir, and that's in Dark Souls 1,
God,
or sorry, Dark Souls
so
3.
Fucking ass.
And super it's janky. Actually, it's actually bracelets, but yes.
Yeah, super janky, but such a cool fight. Dark Souls 2 doesn't apply.
I hate all gimmick fights. I mean, it's not like the most gimmicky fight. But
it's like so fucking cool looking.
I guess.
And, and it's not long, because usually cinematic fights are like the RGB in Monster Hunter World. You know what I'm talking about? RGB?
Nereal.
That might be it. Fight takes like 35 fucking minutes. It's not even hard. You just gotta wait for it to be over.
That's you're probably thinking of Safi Jiva or
It's the final fight of the base expansion.
I know. The base game.
Base game, yeah.
Xenojiva.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep. Xenojiva. Yep. People call it RGB because you get all the fucking colors inside of it. Yeah, I love that fight. Yeah, fuck. I love Dark Souls. You track that I played World of Warcraft since I was a kid.
What?
I played World of Warcraft since I was a kid.
You said that before.
Yeah.
I think I believe you.
Yeah,
I do.
I lived in
Woodstock.
Well,
here's the reason, guys, is that one time Tectone said that you played Stellar Blade. You played the demo and then you quit.
Yep.
And like ever since then, every time you've ever said that you played a game, I'm like, did you really play the game?
I did the same thing with Stellar Blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I did the same thing with Nier Automata too.
Really?
Yeah, I played
You played Nier Automata. That's crazy.
I played Nier Automata for like 6 hours, which by the way, it is really cool. But the problem is like,
not cool enough, apparently.
I'm being real. It's like, I don't know how to focus when I play a game like that.
Really?
Because the character's ass is just in your face the whole time.
You never played the First Ascendant? You missed out.
First Ascendant?
Yeah.
Which one is that? I think I have played that.
It's the one, it's the recent game came out by Nexon. It's like a shooter game. It's like live service.
No, never played it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it alone.
Oh, yeah. Because you
crash,
probably have, yeah, I know.
Okay. Fucking drives me fucking nuts.
So you think, Emmy, you think Wukong should win Game of the Year?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other nominations, what you think should win any categories? Like best
other
art?
Best art?
Yeah, or anything.
Maybe Metaphor. I'm trying to... So what all came out this year? Okay, so Warhammer 40K, the new one, Space Marine, right?
Two.
Two?
Yes.
Okay, Space Marine 2. Astrobot.
Yes.
Wukong. Final Fantasy Rebirth and... Elden Ring, Erdtree, but I can see those winning awards, but not Game of the Year.
Yeah.
I guess Erdtree could also get like Art of the Year.
I think Metaphor should win Artistic of the Year or Artistic Vision of the Year.
What other games came out? I feel like there's so many. Sparking Zero, that's not for art.
I think that's Fighting Game of the Year.
Yeah.
Like as a casual player, like I know that people are like, oh yeah, but it's not a real fighting game. It's like, okay, yeah, this is you.
From 2016.
2014, wow.
Ahead of the curve.
What else came out this year?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Let's see.
Concord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Concord came out. That was a really
good
one.
Fall off of the year.
Yep.
That's a fall off of the decade.
The century.
That would be a great stream award. Who fell off the hardest?
Oh, I'm going to do that. So basically, my plan is that instead of the game awards, I want to make the shame awards, and I'm going to have like different nominations for different games. So like most unfair monetization, like biggest disappointment, like worst player fall off, shittiest update, worst graphics, like everything, right? And then I'll have like the, you know, like I want to have it be like instead of like an Oscar, like an award, I want to have it be like a clown nose. And then I will give these to the different games.
You keep talking about doing it, but you haven't done it yet. Like,
that's because it's coming out, right? I mean, like it's the end of the year. Okay. And so I was waiting
this
to see.
Is it coming out this year?
Wait, Tekken 8?
Yeah, what Tekken 8 came out.
Okay, Astrobot, Metaphor, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
I want to play Animal Well.
Animal Well.
I played that.
How was it?
It was good.
The Last of Us Part.
Kill Knight was fire. What? Love that fucking game.
Tekken 8. I didn't know Tekken 8. I thought Tekken 8 came out like last year.
I thought that too, but I think it was the demo last year.
All right. Bro, there's no way Tsukehime's above that new Horizon Zero Dawn game. That's so funny.
You know what that is?
Yeah. It's like, it's
weird.
By the people that made Fate.
Persona 3 Reload was so fucking good. I played the whole 12 hours of it.
Man, there really is nothing new for Five Nights at Freddy's.
Let's go!
Yeah, I'm looking at these games. I feel like, oh, Dragon's Dogma 2 came out this year.
They made a new Braid? They made an anniversary? I need to play that. Fuck, Braid is a very fun time manipulation platform.
Wait, was Tears of the Kingdom this year?
No, it was last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, did World of Warcraft expansion.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's epic.
The War Within.
Every Core Keeper. The game gets worse.
Oh, yeah, Core Keeper.
I played the fuck out of that game. Yep. I put like 150 hours in it.
That's
insane. Yep. There's been a lot of games. Like, I feel like, honestly, nowadays, games are so good. Like, I never run out of games to play. Like, there's just so many games. And there's also, like, old games that I never really played. Like, I never played Chrono Trigger. I never played the original Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
I never played Final Fantasy X. I never played The Wind Waker. Like, because I, as a protest, I quit Legend of Zelda because of Wind Waker. Because of how cringe it was.
I liked what? Wind Waker.
Yeah, that's because you're too young to know any better. But,
what was wrong with Wind Waker?
What?
What was wrong with Wind Waker?
Wind Waker was good.
It's for girls. It's a cartoon.
What? No. Wind Waker's so good.
It is definitely for girls.
Look up, look up Legend of Zelda, Link to the Past art. And then go on to Google. You're gonna learn.
Okay,
is that why they made Twilight Princess as like an apology?
As an apology. That's right. Because they were, yeah, exactly.
Twilight Princess was really good too.
I also think all Legend of Zelda's are for girls. Yeah. That's just my opinion.
Put art on there. So art. Go art. And then go to images, and like if you look at some of it, scroll down, look at that one on the top right. You see that? Like that's some real shit right there. That's some real shit. Like none of this like garbage cartoon fucking bullshit. No, like it used to be like Dark Souls.
Yeah, I think that should look kind of gay, bro.
It doesn't look gay. What do you mean?
Look at
Twilight
fucking
Princess
hair, bro.
Is way better.
It had to be because of how much of a joke this shit was.
I think Wind Waker was amazing.
Wind Waker was amazing.
Yeah,
it was
Wind Waker was like cartoony, but there were areas
the what are they called? The Makaroks? Kakaroks?
Koroks. Koroks.
I don't even know what the hell those are.
Yo, pull up Legend of Zelda Koroks or some shit.
Koroks are good as fuck.
They're the cutest things ever.
Dude, they put them in the new ones and you just like torture them. You like save them and then you like...
Oh, wait. Those are the things that people build like the machines to kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay.
Now I know. Pull it up!
Nice. Those things.
Thing.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Look at that.
So stupid.
I own that guy. I have my house.
Look at that.
I haven't played a single Switch game ever. I played a Mario game for like an hour.
Mario Tennis?
Mario Odyssey.
It's a great game. That's such a good fucking game.
I don't know. I feel like I don't play a lot of games, but the games that I do play, I play for 200 hours.
Yeah.
Like I want to like fully understand everything that has to do with the game. I hate like just going in and playing it and then leaving, right? Yeah, true, by the way.
He wrote out fuck you, Tecton, by the way.
True.
These workers, man, they're so fucking lazy.
What an asshole.
Yeah, this is why we should keep illegal immigrants in our country.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
At least they actually work hard.
Have them as like basically indentured servants. That's a good idea. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, we should talk about some sensitive political stuff now that Emmy's back.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
So how do you feel about abortion?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, that's epic. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Great. So,
okay, cool.
Well, we had the adpocalypse on Twitch, which is like kind of, people don't really know the extent of it. Some people are being affected. Some people are not being affected.
Yeah, why are you taking away all our money, bro?
Why did I do this? I did it because I thought it would be funny. And also a lot of people complain about ads. Everybody's complaining about ads. Problem solved.
Yep.
There we go.
Let's be real. It is, okay, I'm going to break this down.
Uh-huh.
It is, I'm going to reevaluate my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It is 30% Hassan's fault.
Yeah.
It is 15% your fault.
Uh-huh.
It is a combined total of 10% of Frogan and Denim's fault.
I don't think that they are relevant enough for that to be true.
So the reason why that's 100% true.
I'm going to eat my Pop Rocks because, while y'all do this bullshit.
And you should know this. You cited it. Chevron pulled out due to Frogan and Denim's...
Yeah.
How Arab are you?
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, but I think
the Arab tier list?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't like that. Yeah, Chevron was not a fan.
The little tier list. Yeah, but I think the majority of the blame actually falls on Twitch's heads.
Oh, it's completely Twitch's fault. Yeah. I mean, realistically, it's not like me or Hassan or Frogan's fault or anybody, right? It's Twitch. Like Twitch, that you just ban people that break the rules. Imagine that, right? It's crazy. Yep. But that's all they need to do.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens or not. Personally, I just hope I don't get in trouble again. And, I'll just keep doing my stream. No problem. Things have been going great for me.
Yeah,
I've been popping off.
You and Nick are...
I can hear that.
ASMR.
That's crazy.
Look, I have some. Yeah, I think you and Nick are up 40% viewership.
Hey, just get banned. Or break up with your girlfriend. One or the other.
Politics and parasocials.
Yeah. Well, the parasocial shit is nuts. Like, I don't know what's wrong. The thing is, I don't know what it is about, like, relationship content on Twitch, but I'm just going to say it. It brings out the biggest fucking losers.
I think because it's the same as, like, people love, like, dating shows, right? Like, reality dating shows. Like, yeah, it's the same shit, too. But they're like, oh my God, it's real.
It's Love Island.
Yeah.
What, you disagree?
Oh, I'm loving these Pop Rocks.
You're just vibing?
Yeah. Oh, God. These Pop Rocks are crazy, bro. Uh-huh. Yo, pass some to Asmin.
Oh, God. I have to eat this? Okay.
Oh, my God. That shit is crazy, bro.
They're popping, bro.
That is popping. Yeah, no, I love the relationship. I can't wait. Dude, I think, like, Nick pulls out his big black dick, skewers those three girls at the same time, all riding on that big old hog of his.
Is that right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Mm. And whoever makes him come first gets the raid.
That's a good one.
I'm Team Nora.
Yeah, you think so?
Absolutely. You wanna know why? I just want a girl that's not crazy, that treats Nick with respect and makes him happy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Nora.
You really think so?
Extra Emily's too much. You know, she's too much.
Yeah, she is.
She's happy, but it's like, shut up, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I do. You're so fucking stupid.
Yeah, I totally know what you mean.
You're so fucking stupid.
Yeah, no, I'm so much stupider than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
And then you have Catchy. You know, I mean, she's fucking nuts.
Yeah?
That's the, you know, get your name tattooed on her arm and then she'll fucking hold a knife to your throat while y'all are fucking.
Mm-hmm. I thought guys liked crazy girls.
No,
see, the guys
think they like crazy girls.
That's right.
See, I think it's the same for girls.
Yes.
No, girls don't like crazy guys.
They like abusive guys.
Well, here's the difference, right? Is that like guys that have crazy girlfriends, you know, they get to tell stories about it. Girls that have crazy boyfriends, well, they're dead.
Unless you get out in time.
Yeah, maybe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
No, what happens is
you get a new boyfriend, they kill you anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they do. They think they get out, but they don't realize they've been keeping tabs. It's too late, man. But then you got Nora. Sweet gumdrop, bro. I broke that bitch's ankle.
And why would you do that?
It's okay, don't worry about it.
Why would you break her ankle?
Okay, well, because she doesn't understand that there is...
It's her fault that you broke her ankle?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It is 100% unequivocally her fault.
Wow. So why would she do that to you and make you feel so terrible?
First of all, I thought it was hilarious. I did apologize. I did apologize, not because I did anything wrong, but just because—
Just to make her feel better.
Yes. This is 1,000,000% her fault.
Tectone takes out Nora on OTK game day.
Yes. That's what That is
damn, what the hell are you doing?
You see this full
That's dog. So much worse than I remember, dude. Yeah. Dude, did you just not see her?
No, I absolutely saw her.
What is wrong with you?
He's got his hat on backwards like a fucking high school bully.
First of all, rules of nature, bitch. Okay? Does she not see my ass? Bitch ran in a Tyrannosaurus Rex, expected him to stop.
Oh, God.
She punched the ball. If you slow-mo it, she kicks the ball away from my foot. I kick where the ball was, but guess where the ball is now? Her foot. So I full swing that bitch. Watch her. Watch what she does. This is her doing. She pushes it away. Dead. That's her damn fault. Why would you challenge a guy three times your weight to a kickoff?
Okay. It's not really his fault, guys. It's not really his fault.
It's not.
Okay. That's fine.
Yep. She came mm-hmm. at me. I had control of the ball. She challenged me. And that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
To quote, maybe Asmin.
What?
She got. You say that?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, she got God. Okay, great.
Also, Fanny looks great there.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? You know, it's her birthday today, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. What else happened?
Oh, game day.
What?
Game day. The final game day is this Wednesday.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No, not the
final. Never mind.
It's not the final one, but there is one Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
It'll be Wednesday kickball, but that'll be 2 days before this comes out, so there's not really any point to talk about it. Am I injured? I sure hope not.
The final one is after the Stream Awards, but I don't know when.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to the Stream Awards this year.
I heard somebody isn't.
I'm actually not going.
Who?
Oh, it was me. It's me. I wasn't going. I'm just going to watch the event from my stream and criticize and complain about it the whole time. I'm going to be like, wow, guys, look at this. Oh, yeah, they're giving awards to their friends again and not me.
Yep.
Oh, of course they do. This is just what they do.
Yep.
You're just mad I stole your streamer the award spot, bro. Don't even front. You're so jealous of me right now because you know that I'm streamer of the year.
You know what's even better? Because there's no more MMO streamer, period. She got rid of the entire category. Like, I didn't just destroy people's chances of getting an award by winning. I destroyed people's chances of getting an award by simply removing the category.
Why did she remove it?
I don't know.
She also doesn't have a mobile game category, which makes me sad.
But wait, what?
There's no mobile game streamer category. I was nominated for
You know what? Game. You're right. There should be one.
There was a mobile game Streamer of the Year category for the Mobile Game Awards.
Well, that would make sense.
It would.
Yeah.
I got nominated.
Did you win?
I don't know.
You didn't.
I mean, has it already happened?
You really think they're going to give you an award?
Well, they nominated me.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, who else is there? Name me two other mobile game creators.
Then why would they make one if there's only one guy?
Well, there's Mr. Pokey and then Atsu. How about that?
There's Lakari, kind of.
Yeah,
Lakari. Neither of them even got nominated, bro.
Wow.
Yep, didn't even get nominated.
Damn, okay. Well, yeah, maybe you've got a chance.
The rest of them were like foreign. Uh-huh. Or like Spanish and French. I was like the only one that spoke English.
Doesn't that bother you? You're like a minority? Yeah,
okay. So here's the thing. I make a controversial post on Twitter recently.
Which one?
Which is, it's okay to be white.
Okay.
Okay, do you want me to tell you why I made that post?
To make people mad.
No. First of all, yes. Second of all, because I am a minority. In my space, I am a minority. It is all Asians. Uh-huh. And I am the only
white. I think that they should have an affirmative action DEI white streamer award.
I agree.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
And I'm here to represent the whites of the mobile gaming community. Here's a challenge, Emmy. Name me two other white mobile game creators.
I don't watch mobile game creators,
yeah, that's
bro.
That's right. See, you can't do it. Name me two other white creators in the gacha space.
Okay.
I'll give you a free one. MTashed.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Let me think. Besides MTashed, there's like a guy, like I know his name. I've watched his videos before. I don't know his name.
So,
you're right.
Yep. Yeah. And I've been held down.
Yeah.
They even make all Asian groups. They say no whiteys allowed.
Uh-huh.
Deadass. There was a TwitchCon party.
Right.
There was all a bunch of Asian gacha creators. Didn't invite me.
Damn.
I was sitting around on the sideline.
Do you think maybe they had the party and they made it Asian only specifically because they didn't want you to be there?
I do.
You think that's it?
So you know what I did?
Wow.
I threw my own party at the same time.
Yeah? How'd that go?
To be honest, it was a fucking banger.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. And then the people who were at the party, I so graciously let them come to mine.
Right.
Who wanted to. Apparently, their party was them sitting around in a circle telling each other secrets about the gacha space.
Okay.
It's like a cult meeting.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Attention, Steak and Egg podcast enjoyers. Did you know we also have a Patreon? That's right, you can get even more Steak and Eggs goodness by heading over to patreon.com/steakandeggs. We've got a whole bunch of different tiers that all unlock extra bonus, super deluxe, supreme exclusive reward content. So you can go check it out to directly support our podcast. Here's a quick sample of what kind of goods you may be missing out on.
You know what's really been pissing me off lately? I just don't understand why in the fuck. And to be honest, I'd rather just fucking. To be honest, they should. Disgusting. That's just my opinion, though.
Not Not to mention, if we have enough supporters, we may just start feeding Jay. I personally don't think that it's super important, because he may start getting lazy on the job, but I'm not 100% against it or whatever. Jay, do you have anything to say to our potential Patreon members out there? Great, Jay. I think that was well said. So head on over to patreon.com/steakandeggs to support the podcast and get even more stuff.
I want to give a take that I've actually genuinely felt the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I am going to say something that people are not ready for.
Oh, I don't boy. Think you're, that's possible.
Go. Right? I think, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I actually think OTK right now is doing really good.
I don't think anyone disagrees with that. Well, but I feel like we're all doing well on our own.
We're doing individually very well, but as a collective, I don't think we really do a lot of stuff together.
Sure.
And like for me, I'm going to be real. Like I'm everything's going really well for me.
Yeah.
I just want to keep doing what I'm doing.
That's what I was going to say is like, I know people really like the group content, like the Halloween party I did and like you did your card shop thing.
Yeah.
We're doing OnlyFangs, which is a bunch of OTK people.
And game day.
But I feel, game day. Yeah. But I feel like, since everyone's doing so well individually, it's really hard to be like, hey, I want you to sack your stream for the day to come do this group thing on mine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So if it's something that benefits everyone, then yeah, but I feel like it's hard to like find things like that. Like OnlyFangs is one.
Yeah.
But
I've just been feeling very positive about everything.
Yeah,
and everybody's
me too.
Been like very kind. Everybody's been very like uplifting lately. And also just like, Nick is just the fucking man. He's been so good to me. And it doesn't mean he's been very good to my friends, which I really appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Because like he's like letting some of my friends come on. Like, for example, like Strong Waifu.
He let a pretty girl come onto his stream. Nick is such a good guy.
I'm just saying. You know, and he talks to him nicely. He responds to them immediately. I'm very happy with Nick. I'm very happy with everybody. I think everybody's doing really good.
Yeah, Nick's been, I feel like, in a good headspace overall.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has. I'd say so.
Yeah. Or like, I think it's like up and down, but yeah, he's been messaging me as well, being like, how you doing? You want to do stuff?
I'm glad.
But I haven't planned anything with him.
Yeah.
He asked me if I wanted to do a stream with Hassan, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I feel like he's probably mad.
I think that I gave Nick that idea because I was like, bro, imagine a cooking one of your basic ass cooking or not like his streams are basic, just like meant like his like bread and butter. Imagine one of your basic bread and butter cooking streams, but with Asmin and Hassan.
Yeah.
It's just like nobody's cooking.
Just getting mad. Yeah, exactly. No, to be fair, it would have been funny. I just like, honestly, I think things have been going really well for me. I need to start recording my own videos more. That's the one thing that I don't do enough of is
completely agree.
I need to record more videos so more people can react to me and I can feed back into the ecosystem.
Yeah, I agree.
Like what is one stream that you wish you could do, but you haven't done? Besides the idea that you were going to steal from me.
Well, I did the TCG cards simulator, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah.
I'm doing the all-nighter. One stream that I want to do, oh God, Emmy, you go first. I got to think.
I still want to do an IRL cosplay contest, like have people come in person, but it's just so hard to coordinate. I don't know if it'll happen unless I can work with a con, but they're like notoriously hard to work with. I've been trying for a while.
Do you actually want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost was able to do something with a big company at Anime Expo, but they were like very limited on time. And I was like, I don't think that'll work, unfortunately. So,
okay.
You know what's crazy? The problem is it's the thing that I haven't done yet because all these are planned I'm going to do because I've been working a lot with Jimmy. Because I'm doing like an IRL, like we rented out a comedy stadium and we have like 30 comedians coming in to do a You Laugh, You Lose in person.
A really good idea.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that this Wednesday.
Are you going to live stream it?
The venue won't let us, but we're going to make a YouTube video for it, which I think is going to be great. We're doing it with Cypher PK and Crispy. And then any streamer who wants to come be in the background. I think maybe build a, you know, honestly, what I would really like to do, I would like to bring back Loot Goblins.
Ooh.
I can't believe we got rid of that.
Yeah?
That was my favorite game show we've ever done.
Really?
Yeah, it was so good.
I
so
like funny. Schooled the most. That was my favorite. I like the cheating.
Yes.
That was my favorite
there was
part.
Room for drama.
The novelty of Loot Goblins was so good. Or at least have my own version of Loot Goblins. Like S-Fan was That is when S-Fan was like, dude, he was like the fucking man of Loot Goblins. Yep. He was such a good host. Mm-hmm. Like, he carried that show. He was amazing. Fuck. I was happy with the Who's Line. The Who's Line was it anyways. That I wanted to be a part of that, but unfortunately, I was busy. I'm unlucky. I want to do that again. I don't know if I can, because maybe that's S-Fan's thing now. I'm not sure. But I had emote only. That shit was ass.
You didn't like that one?
It was whatever.
Oh,
I farmed a good clip from that.
You did. I remember.
Oh, the.
Like,
I remember that.
Emote only was a fun show, but like, I want to do something really special. I want to have my own set. I want to have like, I want to be like very heavily RNG, very heavy gacha. And I think it would just be a lot of fun.
How about having people open up loot boxes? But like, can you have a loot box? Can you have one explode and for it not to be illegal?
Probably not.
I don't know. Like, how?
If it's a small explosion, why wouldn't it be illegal? Yeah,
like firecrackers or something.
I will say that bread. I don't think you should eat all of it like I did.
I'm not going to.
Yeah, my body just feels wrong.
That's what you get.
Yeah, something just like. Yeah, I should have done that, retard.
Well, you know it wasn't me tampering with it because it was sealed.
It was in the can. The bread can.
It's from the Miffy store.
Miffy store. I still love this can. It's so cute.
It's from the Miffy store.
Yeah.
How could it be bad?
I do really hope you do all those content
ideas. So are there dogs in Japan?
Yeah. And they're cuter, what? I swear. It's like actually crazy. They're smaller and cuter than they are over here.
You know Shiba?
Yeah, like there's Shibas.
Doge.
Yeah, Doge.
I didn't just see Shibas, but I saw a lot of really fucking cute small dogs.
Wow.
They got Pochita?
I think that they
yeah.
The dogs are smaller, not just because of like the aesthetic, but because they have such smaller living spaces. Most people don't want a big dog.
Yeah.
I know. They've got dogs. They've got cats.
Do they ever have like a cat on a leash?
I did not see a cat on a leash.
Okay, because I don't know how much different Japan is than here. Like, I just want to get an idea.
It looks like an anime.
Bro, why don't I just go?
You should go.
Dude, Asma in Japan would go crazy.
That's a lot.
It would be a great time, man.
That's a lot.
No, imagine him doing... Oh my God, that's something I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
When you first... So you're going for a month?
Yeah.
You're probably going to get sick of it and like... I don't even know. Like Sea Dog said, it took him, like, he stopped doing this, but the convenience store food actually really good.
Yeah.
And it's like eating the convenience store food is like part of the experience in itself. Like, I'm just being like, bro, I can just walk downstairs and get this amazing food and it's already ready.
So, why would I get sick of that?
Because, I mean, when I eat it, I'm just like, my mind's fucking blown that something from a convenience store can be that good.
Yeah.
But Connor was like, well, after a while, you kind of realize like it's artificial and there's better food. But I fucking love it. Like I was eating it so much the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Aria was too. So.
Hey, if we make it to episode 200, we won't.
Okay.
But if we did.
Something's going to happen.
I mean, you can pretty much guarantee that.
We should do a steak and egg special in Japan for episode 200.
Deal.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Wow.
That would be three. You would be 38?
Shut the fuck up.
Just
shut
like.
The fuck up. That's.
That was like, dude, I'm turning 31 next month, brother.
Oh, I'm turning 27 next month, or in a month and a half.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Real shit?
Mm-hmm. I'm not the young one anymore. I mean, I still am.
You're 26?
Oh, yeah, I'm 26. Oh, you thought I was older. No,
yeah,
I'm 26.
You're 28.
No.
What the fuck?
I've still got a couple good years in me before I'm like, you jaded fuckers.
My 30s really did make me a bitter fucking man, bro.
Really? Like, really?
Oh, yeah, like, okay. So,
do you think it's because, like, experiences, like, negative interactions with people, like, things that happen in your life, like deaths, or do you think it's just because of maturing?
I know exactly
maturing?
What it is. So my 30s made me very bitter towards the internet because I don't know what it is. I there's like this, when somebody seems inauthentic to me, it makes me really fucking angry. That's kind of like, that's kind of what you have to deal with in the streamer world, unfortunately, a lot of the times. And it's
they're all fake.
No, what's interesting is I think that's a common thing because I noticed, so you know how on Twitter, people get really fucking angry and argue, but nothing ever gets resolved?
Yes.
So I noticed something weird on a lot of TikTok comment sections that they will still fight and be toxic and say shit that's not true.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, if someone says something that's not true, someone will reply to them and correct them. The original person will apologize and say like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think it's because TikTok people are younger and then Twitter people are older and they're like less willing to like change and apologize. It was just interesting because I noticed that happening a lot.
The other thing is, so I've become very bitter towards the internet world, but I've become very positive towards the real world, right? Like I really cherish my time at the gym and in nature and outside the computer. Uh-huh. But also there's now, I don't think people talk about this. When you get older, when you experience your first heartbreak, like, okay, so 16, you experience your first breakup. 22, experience your next breakup. 26, experience your next breakup.
Okay.
And it compounds and it compounds and it compounds. And when these tragedies keep on building up, it really wears on your fucking mental. And it like, the baggage that you get, the older you get from negative experiences really start to add up and think, it makes you kind of more, at least for me, it makes you like more pessimistic sometimes on like meeting people. And it makes you think, oh yeah, I've seen this before. This is how it's
going to end. Do you think that's a good thing?
No, I don't think it's horrible.
Do you think there's a way to prevent that then?
Probably therapy. Probably. That's probably pretty much it.
So I had the opposite thing where it's like I had a girlfriend that was really, really, really fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And after that one, like I'll have another one pop off and it'll just be like, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean,
it's just the way it is.
Here's the thing. Like, I don't think I've ever had a bad relationship. Like my relationships, all of them have been majorly very good. And then the ending gets messy.
Yeah. Something goes wrong.
You know, which I feel like is like a normal part of life. You know, good relationships gets a little bit messy at the end is what it is. The relationship is kind of just like, it was just kind of just like an example, but I mean like, when you start to have bad experiences, they just kind of compound up and they make you worried about trying new things sometimes. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I get what
you
mean.
Yeah, of course. It's like you go into it and it's like you're like tense. It's like, well, oh, fuck, are you going to pop off
again? It sucks because I feel like you can't win because for me, I've always been, for the most part, a very like, not, I guess like a negative way to say is naive,
yeah.
But I always try to like give people the benefit of the doubt. Like if someone's obviously lying, it's not like I'm not aware of that, but I'll be like, okay, maybe I'll just like take a step back.
There's a reason
but
for
then,
it.
Yeah. But then it's like, you know, bad things happen. People are like, you're fucking stupid. How'd you not know?
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you can become someone who's very jaded and misses out on things. And it's like, well, both ways kind of suck.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what I think it is? I think it is. So real life is like a gotcha game where the enjoyment of life is front loaded. Like the 80% of the good shit happens in the first 20 years.
Then you kill yourself.
Oh no.
Well, it's like now it's like, okay. Like you can remember the first time you played like a video game. It was like, oh my God. Then you play another video game. Oh my God. Then you play a video game. Oh, right. And that's kind of like with experience. This is so depressing.
No, Elden Ring.
Yeah, true. Every now and then you get a good experience, but like the bar.
Yeah, I think life is beautiful.
Yeah.
It is. But I think it's harder to find those truly wow moments.
Yeah.
Like experiencing true beauty in real life is like, I remember the first forest I ever saw. It was gorgeous, but now I'm just like, it rocks. Also, maybe this is also just me. I feel like colors aren't as vibrant anymore. Like the world seems grayer than it was when I was a kid. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard
I know
people
what you're
say
referring
that.
To.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that not happen for you guys? The world feels grayer.
So I know what you're talking. So basically, I think that like your eyes change over time.
Yeah.
And like the spectrum like narrows down.
Yeah.
And
this
so
this is gonna sound insane. I swear, when I was in Japan, my eyesight was better. Colors were brighter. The air looked clearer. And I don't know if it's because I'm like a weeb or because I was just happy.
I bet it's because you were happy.
Probably because you were a weeb.
Mm.
Both.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably something stupid.
Oh, okay. That was a rare me interrupt someone.
Yeah. No, it was you good. Said, you said like the spectrum narrows and your eyes get worse.
I don't know. Gives a fuck.
Okay.
But yeah.
And so, I cared.
Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like they I'm do sorry. Have bright shit over there all the time. It's like the
lights.
Yeah, there's like lights and like things all over the buildings.
That's
right?
That's true, I guess.
And your hand is about 2 inches away from an extension where all the hate threads would have been right.
What? Where?
The people who watch the podcast.
That shit, put it down.
Put that shit down.
Put
buddy.
It down.
Put it down. Hey, you're getting a little bit too close to the danger zone.
Oh.
You're right. Yeah. That was wild. But yeah, maybe I just need to get my eyes fixed.
Uh-huh.
Also, my ears always feel like they're full.
Of what?
Like just
you
like
gotta
wax.
Get them clean.
So I used to sleep with headphones because I was worried the roaches would crawl in my ears.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. I had 15 or 20 wasps in my house yesterday.
Damn, bro. How many
you got
now?
Like a nest that's in, yes. in is there Zero. A nest inside your house?
I don't know.
Slice that
I,
bitch.
I was killing the fuck out of them. I was late to stream. It took me like 20 minutes, 30 minutes to kill all of them.
Take the scissors out?
No, I just spray them down.
Okay.
Like, I usually don't do the scissors. I don't cut wasps in half because they're pretty, like, they're not, I mean, they're stupid, right?
Yeah.
But they're not that stupid. They'll be like, oh, I see you're trying to fuck with me. Yeah. No, they're assholes, man.
Yeah. Oh, yo, I saw that you took a day off.
I week. Did. I played Metaphor for 12 hours that day.
That made me so happy.
Yeah?
I was like, oh, Asmund's not live. What the fuck?
Yeah, I wonder why.
And then I was like, oh, he's not live. Fuck yeah, dude.
Uh-huh.
Fucking enjoying himself.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't even live. I just went to go look at your chat. Because uh-huh. I check it on the roaches every now and then.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
I made a Twitter community called Roach Ranch.
I saw.
It has 15,000 members now.
Yeah, I've been there.
Wow.
And everybody likes to talk about how, you know, the 2020 election was stolen.
It was.
COVID was fake.
No, I don't even think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's absolutely at this point that we should acknowledge that it was fucking rigged.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Am I crazy? Like, I feel like it's that not just like...
I mean, if you want me to break character for a minute, no, there's no fucking way it was rigged.
Wait, why?
Why do you think it was rigged?
Where the fuck did those 20 million voters go, Asmund?
They left because COVID wasn't happening.
Nah, it was rigged.
I feel like a cataclysmic level like pandemic would get a lot more people to vote. Yeah, I think so. And also, what do you mean by 20 million?
He's farming anyway. He just laughed under his breath.
You son of a bitch.
Man, I'm just saying my dad's been going crazy with it.
Well, you said 20 million, right?
Yep.
How many people voted for Kamala Harris?
72 mil?
75.
75, okay.
74 maybe.
Yeah.
And how many people voted for Biden?
Was it 90 mil?
No.
What was it?
81. And so you're very good at math.
Yeah, that's 6 mil.
That's not 20.
That's not 20 mil.
That's not 20, that is it? Not no, it's mil. Not.
Damn, bro, my dad is, he goes in every day.
Yeah.
He's like, if Donald Trump, he gonna put Biden up there, he's gonna shoot him.
Oh my God.
You really think that's gonna happen?
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Do you think Biden voted for Trump?
Honestly. Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't give a fuck. That's my favorite conspiracy.
Oh,
is
yeah.
that Biden was the one that actually sabotaged the entire race and caused Trump to win.
That'd be
and
awesome.
He gets to like walk off into the sunset as the president and all right, guys, yeah. See you later.
Oh, I think people would be very upset if we didn't talk about it. Did you guys see the fight?
I did. I saw the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight.
I didn't watch.
Oh, sorry, it was more watching Jake Paul watching
I heard it was
Mike Tyson.
Sad, though.
It was very depressing. It made me very upset.
He an old man. Like,
The ring was way too big. I think if that ring was smaller, Mike... First of all, Mike just would have beat his ass. Have y'all seen telephone booth boxing?
No.
They
no.
put two dudes in a telephone booth.
Holy
and
shit.
They beat the fuck out of each other.
That's a good idea.
That's what Jake Paul and Mike Tyson should have been.
I like that.
Yes. It is nonstop eating that shit. This shit, bro.
Yeah?
Tell me that is not the shit. And they go in.
Yeah.
Like, that is scary shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
Look at that fat fuck. That yeah. was insane. But yeah, the fight was a joke. And the real losers of the mm-hmm. fight were the people who watched
That was like the fight.
Those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I hope there's B-roll. Otherwise, that joke is going to make zero sense to anybody watching yeah. this.
It was sad. It was. But, like, also, I mean, I think this is my personal opinion. I think that they tried to play it out for like a longer fight. And I think if Mike Tyson had really tried to knock him out in the first two rounds, it probably would have happened.
Yeah.
And I think that
They tried to play it out. He wasn't supposed to do that. And, you know, it's like stamina, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're 58. You're not going to have the same stamina. Like, Jake Paul, here's the thing, too, is like Jake Paul is not a bad boxer, right? He's not fucking Mike Tyson or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's not a bad boxer. And so, like, you're going up against somebody who is, you know, if not a professional athlete, very close to one.
He fights like Floyd Mayweather. And that's a crazy, huge compliment. I'm not saying he's on the same skill level as Mayweather. But Mayweather is someone who... he's not fighting you. He is boxing you. He really plays the rules. He spaces you out. He tires you out.
Yeah,
he'll
sure.
go for the hug just to break separation, to reduce the heat and stall out match time. And he plays for points, you know? I mean, he boxes very smart. But that being said—
tactical.
He did get his ass whooped by Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
I believe that was his name, Tommy Fury.
I don't know. I don't really pay a lot of attention to it, honestly. Like, I watched the Jake Paul one a little bit, but like— I only watch those things whenever like they get illegally posted onto Twitter or onto Twitch. Like I used to watch every sporting event because they would just get illegally broadcasted onto Twitch, and now they never do, which is really stupid.
It's a shame.
They need to start doing that again.
What a shame.
I know.
Why does it say that you're going drifting tomorrow?
I'm going to go to a drifting class tomorrow.
What do you mean by drifting? Like in a car?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so fucking cool.
I'm excited, yeah.
Please be careful.
I have to learn how to drive manual tonight.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's scary.
That's fine.
Okay. It seems like a mess. I would be worried about starting out the engine, but yeah, that's cool as shit. Dude, I'm going to watch the fuck out of that. When are y'all doing that?
When?
Yeah.
I want to say like 2 p.m. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's a bit earlier in the day.
Dude, I'm gonna start making a rule where I have to make 2 original videos every week.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Because right now I'm doing 3 React videos every day.
Yeah, 2 p.m. tomorrow.
2 p.m. Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna start doing my own content. I think that's super important.
Yeah.
I think I've become very lazy with YouTube, and I think that's a huge mistake.
I think it's good to have a variety. That's the main important thing is like not just do one thing, but you're doing multiple things.
Yeah.
Do you want to look at some comments?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. But I was having fun. I'm glad we're all back together for this shit.
It's nice, right?
Yeah, it was nice. I'm glad you're back at me.
Why don't you read the first one?
Blackbird DC said, Emmy really needs to talk more. I don't think I heard her say a thing on this episode. Yeah, because I wasn't there.
Dude,
wow, what a surprise.
I think you talked 30% of this episode.
Yeah.
Because your highest ever is 15%.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah, there's a graph. I think you hit 30% this
it's
time.
It's so funny that people track that.
Yeah. Audio listeners wouldn't have known Emmy was missing if they didn't mention it. Yep, Michael Momo, you're right.
It's so nice to listen to a conversation between two balding, absolute alpha male gamer philosophers without having that short, long-haired dude interrupting on occasion.
True brother, stay based.
Franklin D. Is this real? Franklin D. Roosevelt, the 32nd president, said, my dear fellow Americans, in the spirit of lightheartedness, let us not overlook a small reminder on the path of knowledge that our friend Tectone once held the notion that the great conflict of World War II belonged to the 1800s with enduring affection, Franklin D. Roosevelt, 32nd President of the United States.
Yeah, because you did think that, huh? That's crazy, huh?
Not that I thought it. I need to find the clip of where I say it.
Yeah?
Don't I just throw out a fucking answer? I don't even like... oh yeah, it was obviously the address. It was just a fucking bullshit. I don't care response. I need to find the episode where it happened. I need the clip.
So you're trying to like Mandela effect this to where like everybody is supposed to pretend like they
it didn't actually happen. It. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, whatever. Which people call it blue. Okay. Well, it's episode 77.
Nobody knows. Yeah, it's a mystery. When did World War II start? Nobody knows.
We should do a special next week.
What's that?
First Take Next.
For what kind of a special?
I want to do Truth or Drink.
Oh, God.
Can we do a special?
We need to.
I've been saying
we should just quit the podcast and become a YouTube group.
Like the Try Guys?
Yeah, because people just want us to go outside.
Uh-huh. I love the Try Guys.
Yeah.
We could be the Try Guys, but
oh,
like
boy.
The like degenerate version.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we'll consider it. If you guys have any special ideas, put them in the comments below. Also, check out our Patreon. We are going to be uploading a video probably next week on there too. And so thank you guys and everybody for watching. It's good to have Amaro back. And well, we'll see you in the next one. Peace.